Until now, we've been learning Simin Kuf Chaf. And as I've mentioned a few times, not everybody knows, but there's a little Simin called Simin Reish Beis. Okay, it's at the end of, in the traditional Shulchan Aruch, so it's at the end of Chet Beis of Shulchan Aruch. And what most people don't even notice about it is because the end of Chet Beis is Hilchas Nidah. And then there's this really, really long Simin Reish Aleph, Hilchas Mikvois. Okay, so most people don't even realize that between Hilchas Mikvois and the back of the book, all the other things that are in the back here, there's this little thing, it's on one, less than one page even, Simin Reish Beis, which is called Bimei Dvarim HaChotzim B'Tfilas Kelim. Okay, things that are the Chatitas for Tfilas Kelim. Okay, which I guess sort of connects to Hilchas Mikvois. So it's this little simon. I wouldn't know that, but I just was sort of banged into it. And the Machaber and Kuf Chaf told you to look over here. But yeah, so we're going to learn this simon. It's going to take us a few times. There's 9 halachas here. Okay, and we'll do like this. Halacha Alf. Today we'll do Mitzvah Shem Halacha Alf and Beis. Halacha Alf says, Elu Chaytisim B'Kelim. These are the things that make Chatzitzis and Kelim. And they are HaZephis V'Hamor. Zephis is tar, and mor is what we call, what we think it is. There's in parentheses, it says some choices. Yesh mefarsh achema, yesh mefarsh amistiki, amistiki, whatever those are. We translate usually as mur. For our purposes, it's not so important. Mur, M-Y-R-R-H, is a sap, a gum that comes out of a tree. It's a sticky, a certain kind of a tree. It's a sticky substance. Okay, so these two things, are chotzitz in the kli chuchus, in glass kelim. Beimi b'fnim, beimi b'chutz, whether it's on the inside or the outside. Let me read halacha beis, and then I'll explain to you what just happened over here. These two things, these two types of gooey substances, are chaytzis on glass kelim. Halacha beis. Kol davar, that this halacha beis will sound familiar to you. Kol davar shederech lahakdir olav chaytzis. Anything that you're makbid, that it should not, that you don't want it to be on the kli, is a chatzitza. V'yom lav, eino chaytzis. But if you're not makbid, then it's not a chatzitza. El im kein hoye chaytzis ruvay, unless it was covering most of the kli. Okay, and we'll explain more of that in a second. So the Mechaber said it has to be chatitza. Either you have to be makbid or it has to be roiv. And the Ramah sticks in shachruris hadavik b'yerem b'chutz. If there's a dark, it's a soot, like a blackness that's stuck on the outside of your pot, havikidayfen hakli, that's considered like the part of the kli, v'darka b'kach, and it's normal to have that. I mean, everybody's got that on the outside of the kli, these black spots. So it's not a chatitza. It's an example of what the Mechaber had said, that if you're not marked, then it's not a chatitza, of these black spots on the outside of your clean.
So what not marked,
I'm going to talk about that in a second. Right, I'm going to mention that in a second. Let me get to the beginning halachas first, and I just want to read it all to you first. Okay, so the first halacha, except for the little words in parentheses, the El Chaitz and Mekan, what we see is a direct quote from a Mishnah in Mikvois. Okay? It's Perek Test Mishnah Hey. It's a direct quote from a Mishnah in Mikvois. Okay? If you look at the Beis, if you bring to this a Machlokes, what's shot in this Mishnah? Okay? But this Zephis and the Mor that are Chaitzitz on the clay Suchas. Okay? Rashi says that glass is so smooth and so easy to clean off that nothing's a Chatzitz on it. Nothing that you put onto it is a problem. Everybody knows it comes right off easily. It's not no big deal, except for these things are so sticky that on glass they're a chatzitza. On glass, nothing else would be a chatzitza, except for these things that are really gooey and sticky. So they're hard to get off. That's what people don't want. But everything else, nobody cares about at all. So in klishuches, you have these special things. These are the only things that are chatzitza. That's how Rashi learns. And the other pshat is that zephis and mor are used as sealants. You coat a kli on the outside in order to, or maybe on the inside even, you coat a kli in order to keep it from leaking. And therefore, nobody does that on glass, which I understand to mean it's because glass is itself, doesn't need to be sealed, it's solid, doesn't need to be sealed, it's not like a piece of wood. So therefore, nobody put it onto it. So for glass, these are a chatzitza. But for other kelim, they wouldn't be a chatzitza because nobody cares. They want them onto it. You put them onto them because they're a sealing. You put them around a barrel, a glass, or a jar because you want them to seal the thing in. But on glass, it doesn't need that, so nobody puts it in. So for glass, it's a chatzitza, but not for anything else. Okay, these are two pshatim. Okay, now Rashi, the Torah passes like Rashi. What? Eil chaytzim b'kelim hazevas v'hamor b'kli schuches. It's a direct quote out of the Mishnah. Okay, these are two pshatim in the Mishnah, and the Torah learned like Rashi. And the Mechaber says nothing. The Mechaber doesn't tell you which way he holds. I'm telling you, it's word for word out of the Mishnah. Okay? So if you want to know, why does the Mechaber not tell you which way to think? The Torah tells you that he passes like Rashi. So the reason is because, you'll hear you would say, the reason is because it's very simple. because who cares? Look at Halacha Beis. When you get to Halacha Beis, it tells you that there's a rule. And the rule is, what's the rule? The rule is, midoraisa. A chatitza means something that's mid, that's machbid and rubai. That's the rule for a chatitza. It's only chaitit if you're machbid on it and if it covers rubai. That's the rule. Midrabanan, if either one of those are there, either if it's machbid or it's rubai, midrabanan, that's a puzzle, it's no good. And midrabanan, if it's mid, she'ina machbid, then it's okay. That's the Machaber says on Halacha Beis. So that's the rule. And once I know that rule, then I don't care about what the din is. Do I care whether Zephyr is on glass or if it's not on glass? It doesn't make a difference. It depends if you're Machaber or you're not Machaber, whatever it is. There's a rule. We look at everything the way whether people Machaber or not. For example, what would be nowadays? Okay, Rashi says that on glass, no one's Machaber anything Zephyr Zephyr. You think that's true? You think that nowadays that would be the rule? Of course that's not the rule. Of course, the rule's not Zephyr. Today, if I had glue on the side of my thing, if I had a sticker on the side of my glass, would I be Machbid? Of course I'd be Machbid. So the Mishnah, that has not given it to us. Well, the other way around. It said the other Rishonim learned that they used to seal Kalim with these things so nobody would be Machbid if there was Zephyr on the outside of their clay. Is that true? Of course it's not true. If I had a metal cup and I had Zephyr on the outside of it, would I be Machbid? Of course I'd be Machbid. In other words, the Mishnah, sort of, it doesn't make a difference, this Machlokes Rishonim, because once we know the rule, then we don't care about the example. In fact, the Torah doesn't bring the rule, okay? So for the Torah, he's bringing the Mishnah, and then the Mishnah tells you what the Pshat is, which Rishonim hold like. But the Machaber L'Chorah is going to tell you Halacha Beis, that there's a rule. Once I have a rule, then I don't really care. What's the difference in this Machlokes Rishonim? Machlokes Rishonim has nothing to do with us today. The Machlokes Rishonim is a Pshat in the Mishnah. Okay, that's very nice. This is a Sefer Halacha to tell us what we do. Well, nice. Halacha Beis is what's going to tell us.
Does something change from the Torah's times? In Torah's times, it wasn't
up? No, because the Torah is coming from a different perspective. He brought a Mishnah. I don't know. I'm not getting a great answer for the Torah. But he brings a Mishnah. He brings a Mishnah. He tells you what the Mishnah says. Okay, so now, but the truth is, if I'm telling you that's right, well, what's Pshat in the Mishnah then? Okay, so I'm making you, in the times of the Mishnah, it was a good example. Okay, but why did the Mishnah tell us, why does the Mishnah give us an example of something and tell you, this is how Zephyr and Mora are choices or they're not choices? What's the reason, okay, this is almost a rhetorical question, but what's the reason why a Mishnah would tell you an example? Why didn't the Mishnah just tell us that rule? I'm telling you, there's a smarter way to do this, which is say Halacha Beis, which is, if it's me and Amat Beis, and me and Amat Beis, that's the rule of Halacha Beis. What's the point of the Mishnah telling us this example, which is only for its times? Okay, I guess you could tell me that they thought people would always do like that. No, but the answer is like this. The Mishnah that I just read to you is Mishnah Hay. Okay? The Mishnah that I just read to you, I told you, it's Paraktes Mishnah Hay. Okay? The whole Paraktes is full of chatitzes. It's not talking about Tfilas Kalim the way we do Tfilas Kalim for things that you bought for a guy. Okay? Halacha Aleph through Dalet, Mishnah Aleph through Dalet, in that parak, is about what's a chatitz in a person. Okay, what's a chatitza when a person is tovel? What is or is not a chatitza? A Mishnah, hey, vav and zayin, or what's chatitzas in kalim? Okay, not kalim for tefillas kalim like we think of it. Kalim that became tamid, that you have to be tovel. What's a chatitza in it? So, for example, okay, there's one of the Mishnahs here is about what's a chatitza on a saddle. Okay, what is or is not a chatitza on a saddle? So, no one does tefillas kalim on a saddle. Of course not. So, the only one example in that whole parak is the only one. Example that has to do with Tfilas Kalim for our type of Tfilas Kalim, what we do when we buy something from a guy, is this one case. But the parak is full of examples, and the pshat is like this. The reason why the Mishnahs give us so many examples, and don't just say the rule, is because the rule that says, Mir Hamakbid, Mir She'en Hamakbid, that's a nice rule, but when you hear all the examples and the subtleties, this one is chaitis on the inside, this one is chaitis on the outside, and you try to understand each one of those cases, you can get a better Havana in the rule. The rule is very nice. The rule is, Mir Hamakbid, Mir She'en Hamakbid. But when you go through all the hechatimtsas that the Mishnah says, and this Mishnah even has machlokes in about what is a chatitza or is not, when you go to understand what pshat in all those cases, once you get that Havana to all those cases, between them you get a much better picture of what the rule of Mir Hamakbid and Mir She'en Hamakbid is. So that's why the Mishnah says all the cases. Of course for them it was practical also. But the point is not really the practical. The point is, once you understand that seven Mishnahs worth of cases, all about all different kinds of things, now you have a better way to apply that rule when you're going to have a shayla. Okay. So for us, There's only one of the cases that had anything to do with Alcon Tfilas Kelim, so the Mechaber says it. He says, okay, this is the case that it says in the Mishnah. But we're not going to get so much out of the same one case. For us already, for one case, we might as well already just had the rule, which is Halacha Beis. But in the Mishnah, why does the Mishnah say it? Because the Mishnah has got a dozen cases, 20 cases. I don't have any cases in all those seven Mishnahs. It's worth it to say. So, all I want to tell you is that there are, the Achronim, I see in the Achronim two things that they pulled out of a case. This case of this din of Zephis and Mar, okay? That to us, the actual case means nothing to us, okay? If Zephis was on regular Kli, it would be Chotis, and if other things were on Glis, they would also be Chotis. The actual din would not be make a difference. But first, like this. The Rosh Hashulchan is a kasha. He says, a variation of what I asked you before. He says, if the rule is that it depends on Makbid and Enemakbid, like Ruba and Miyad, and Makbid and Enemakbid, he says, why does the Mishnah give you rules at all? He says, what examples at all? Why doesn't the Mishnah tell you that? Because, he is in a different way. He says this, Makbid and Enemakbid depends on what you're Makbid or you're not Makbid. So, how could there even be a rule about whether something is Makbid or Enemakbid? Ask the guy, do you care or do you not care? How could we make a rule about something? Not a shadow of timing. It's a shadow of just a, what's the rule? Either I'm Makbid, either I care or I don't care. Some people are more particular, some people less particular. He says, you see, from there, the fact that the Mishnah could even tell you that there's such a thing as Makbid and Ein Makbid tells us that if most people are Makbid on something, and you happen to be a person who's not Makbid, it doesn't make a difference. That there's such a Musad that there are things that the din is that you're a Makbid on it. Meaning, it doesn't depend on you. Don't think about just yourself, am I Makbid or am I Makbid? If most people, the normal people are Makbid on this thing, that's considered Makbid. Even if you happen to be a slob and you don't care about it, it doesn't make a difference. Okay? What's Makbid depends on what most people do. That. At the same time, that's a Chumrah. Okay, the Chumrah goes the other way also, he says, which is that if most people are not Makbid, and you happen to be a person who is Makbid, then view it as a Chatzitza. Okay? The Mishnah is only telling you the Chumrah, that if most people are Makbid on this thing, it's a Chatzitza, and you're not allowed to be talking with it. But if the other way around, if most people consider it not to be a Chatzitza, and you are, then it is considered a Makbid. Okay? Let me just switch one. So we said the same thing came up, it was a Prechadash, when we learned Sim Pei Dalet in Hilchos Tehillim. He said it about Balta Shatzu. Okay? That Balta Shatzu also, if most people, he brought rice from Gemara's, if most people would be disgusted by eating a certain thing, then it is Balta Shatzu, even if you don't care. And the other way around, if you care, but most people don't, then it's also Balta Shatzu. Okay? He brought rice from Gemara's, the same idea, which is, you follow most people in it, there was Tishatzu, over here it's Makbid, L'chumra, but also for yourself L'chumra. Yes.
I think that's the first in the possible meaning of Tadik Chas, by the Nida, it works the same way. But also, if she has a chitzitza that most people are Makbid, even if she's not.
Okay, it could be. We skipped all those pages. We're all the way from Kuf Kuf to Reish Kuf. I don't know what it said in the middle. Okay. Another thing is, there's a Sefer called Sefer Tfilas Kelim. Rav Tzvi Cohen wrote many svarim. Most of them, the ones I've seen are very thorough, very done well. This Sefer Tfilas Kelim, he says like this. He says, Halacha Aleph just brought the Mishnah. But the Beis Yosef brings that there's also Tesefta about it. The Rambam brings Tesefta of Halacha also. And that is, the Mishnah says, in glass, these things are chotis, beim, bimifrim, beimim, b'chutz. Okay? But the Tesefta says, that's only true for a regular homeowner, a regular person who has a glis chuchas. He says, but if you're a person who makes glass, it's only a chatitz on the inside and not on the outside. So the Mishnah said, on the inside or on the outside. Inside means the part that touches the food, and outside means the part that doesn't touch the food. But if you're a glassmaker, then it's only on the inside and not on the outside. Okay, I don't know why. I don't understand why the glassmaker is different. But you see from there is a point that's sort of the opposite of what the Aruch HaShulchan said, which is that when we say that most people are Makbid and most people are not Makbid, that's within, there are classes of people. So when you have a person who most regular people are Makbid on this Zephis on the inside or on the outside. But if you're a glassmaker, you're like in a different class of people. You're the guys who manufacture the glass. You're only Makbid on the inside and on the outside. So for you, it's considered Ein Makbid. But you're an Ein Makbid. And even though the fact is tomorrow, what are you going to do with this piece of glass? You're going to sell it to a regular consumer who's going to be Makbid. But it's considered, if you're in the class of people who are glassmakers, okay, whatever the group that is, then we follow your rules, even though for the average person, and even the person who's actually going to end up with this glass in a day from now, that person would be makbid. If you're not makbid, you're not considered makbid. Okay? So we care about you, we don't care about individuals, that's him, but if you are part of a different group, then that's enough. So the Sefer Tzvi Lezkiyon comes up with, listen to his nafkamina. He says, nafkamina is like this. He says, we talked about it a long time ago, whether a storekeeper is allowed to tovel dishes for people before they buy. Okay, I have 20 pots in my store. I want to tovel them all. Now I sell them already. Get tovel. You know, you don't have to tovel them, but I'm offering you a service. So he says like this. He says, let's assume that you'd be allowed to. Okay, we talked about that then, whether you are or you're not allowed to. Let's say you assume that the person is allowed to tovel them before him. See, he says, if you're a storekeeper, you want to have price tags on your products, because you want people to know how much it costs. You put the price tag onto there. So your storekeepers are enoy makbid to have price tags on their products. Consumers are all makbid to have price tags. Nobody wants a price tag on the product. So if you're a storekeeper and you have a price tag on the thing, for you it's an enoy makbid, even though you know that tomorrow it's going to be sold to someone and that person is going to be makbid on the thing, but he says it's exactly like by the Zephyr, by the store. It's a glass make over there also. Right now I'm in a class of people who are in the market, storekeepers, that's true. Storekeepers are like the glass makers, they're not market to have this kind of chatzitza. So you'd be allowed to table even with the sticker on it. And then, with a price tag. You want the price tag to be on there. And then, but if the person himself were to buy it, that person wouldn't be allowed to, because for him it would be considered market. We have to know why he's in the market. Why do we have to know why?
Because that is very much, he doesn't mind glass with things outside, he don't drink from it.
Okay.
You're not too such to this practice.
No, glass makers don't drink from it. They make glass to sell it. He's in the market. Wait, he's in the market. Why is he in the market? The storekeeper is also in the market. I know the storekeeper's in the market. He put the sticker on purpose.
He's in the market. He wants it there. He wants a sticker, he doesn't want the cleat to look the way it's supposed to look. He wants the cleat to have this price because he wants it for a reason.
Right.
Or maybe tomorrow change the price, he wants to change it to put a different price. Whatever it is, you know,
okay.
He can't.
Okay, I don't know.
Without knowing why.
Really? Okay, I didn't think like that. I thought it's...
It's not a question. He doesn't mind. It's a personal use. He doesn't mind.
No, but it's not... What do you mean for personal use? He's a glass maker. When he starts drinking out of it...
I'm not saying he's a glass maker. He's a glass maker.
When he drinks out of it, he's not a glass maker. Now he's just a private consumer.
He uses it as needed. People come in, they buy it.
Like paint, and I'm not going to paint, as a case of the new...
Yeah.
You know...
Let's say that would be true. That makes it worse. Because he's still part. He's a class of people who are not makbid. You think, because this guy, if I was the store owner and I would want to drink out of my cup, then I wouldn't want the label on for it. No. Okay. Maybe.
Same thing with the label as well. Right?
That what?
The price tag.
That what?
He has come with labels. Does he have to kill them off or not? You can't price tags, I'm saying.
A regular label. I'm going to talk about that in a second. But yeah, that's a rule you would say, because I'm not makbid.
I don't want to be the storekeeper.
The storekeeper wanted to see how what brand it is. So this okay, so that yes, well, but yeah, let's say okay. The price tag I thought was simpler. That he, the Dafka wants the price to be better. Okay, now the Rama said that this black that's on the outside of a pot, it's like the Dafnakli. So the Aruch Shulchan says it's based on a Mishnah. That it's talking about that this black is on the outside of the pot, but what happens if, because people, it's just like just part of what goes on, and people are not makbid, but what happens if there be this kind of black stuff on the inside of the pot, then it would be makbid. What the case there in the Mishnah is, someone had a barbecue and they needed to put the coals out, so they dunked the coals into their pot. Okay, they stuck it into their pot that was filled with water, so it would leave residue on the inside of the pot. So then the person, of course, would be makbid. Nobody wants that stuff on the inside. They just need to put the fire out, so they dunked it into the pot. So then the person, then he says, would be makbid. Okay, so Rav Osner says, you know, that was all nice and true in those days. He says, because in those days, everybody, you cooked with an open fire, with like coals, so everybody's pots had black on the outside of it. That was a normal thing. and nobody would get black on the inside of their pot, so you'd be makbid on the inside, but you wouldn't be makbid on the outside. He says, but nowadays, he says, nobody cooks with coal. People don't cook in their houses with coals. No one has black on the outside of their pot. They wouldn't be makbid. He says, and pung fakir on a kettle gets limestone, you know, stuck on the inside of it, gets buildup of stuff on the inside. There, it's so normal, people are not makbid on it. Okay, so for us, there are things on the inside that we're not makbid on, and on the outside that we are makbid on. Okay, so of course, the rule is the same. The rule is, what's normal, what the Ramah said is, v'darka makab, that's the normal way we have it, people are not makbid, so then it's not a chatitza, but were it to be, so in the days of the Ramah, well, in the days of the Mishnah, the outside people were not makbid, the inside people were, and by us, it's punk fakir. The rule is the same, just that the hechtimtz has changed around. Okay? Now, another example of this Ramah is, so I have a picture for you, that's what I'm waiting for. It's just one picture. I didn't put it up.
Keeping us in suspense.
No, just so that you would, yeah. It's like this. This actually came in a consumer instances, okay? I once mentioned, I'm going to tell you this, okay? And that is like this. There was a person who was being Megayer, okay? So a person was being Megayer. We talked about whether he has to table his kettle, okay? He was going to be tabling his kettle. So the thing is, Ger is unusual in the sense that most of us table our dishes when they're brand new. And most of us don't table dishes that are used. Why would we ever table used dishes? You couldn't use it the first time. Okay, it's very unusual that we should table. We could buy used dishes, I guess, and then you have to table them. What?
We forgot.
But it's not so typical. But for a Ger, all of a sudden it's very typical because he's been Magaya on, you know, today. For the past month he's been keeping kosher. He has kosher dishes, but he can't table them, so he's practicing. He knows. So I think we talked about that. He knows that he kept them kosher. So we talked about that. Okay, it's a question whether he has to type hashed dishes. This is a question. Okay, let's just assume he doesn't have. If he's dealing with kashrut, he'd like to get more complicated, because then he may have to get rid of chatitzas for the kashrut shabbat. Okay, but we're now talking about the tefillah shabbat. Okay, so the ger has a situation where all of a sudden he has to table things that are dirty. So the ger sends us two pictures. Okay, one is on the right side. Now they're not to size, but the one on the right side is a sheet pan. Okay, and that looks exactly like the sheet pan in my house. Okay, which is it's fully black splotches from things being burnt on. And the left is, if I remember, I think it's upside down from a toaster oven. Okay, and that also has stuff burnt onto it. Okay, so he says that I want to table these things. Okay, okay. So he says I want to table stuff. I want to table these things. I want to know if I can table them. I can't get things off. Okay. What do you say? No, it's not going to get clean. It's not going to get clean.
You think it's burnt off?
For what? We're not talking about. No, but for tefillah, if it's a chatzitza, if it's there, if it's there. You know, the thing is it. Okay, so the answer is it's going to depend on like this. So at this point, it's an example of what the Ramah said that darka v'kach and people are not makbid on that thing. So then it's going to depend on whether it's lochar, whether it's rubai or miutai. Okay, that's what it's going to depend on. So there's two things that this takes us to. The first is, something is only a chatzitza if that thing is blocks the water from getting onto the kli. Okay? Amamashas. But if it's just a discoloration of the kli, then it's not going to make a difference. It's not blocking the kli. It's just the inside of the kli is dyed a different color, so to speak. That's not a chatzitza. Okay, so when we think about it, is there a chatzitza, when we think about is it roiv or is it not roiv, then we have to think about which one of these spots, I guess you'd have to look at it and say which of these spots are just discolorations, the metal got discolored from being burnt on, excuse me, which one of them are actually coverings on, that there's a piece, there's something stuck onto the piece. The second is, the Machaber says, back in Simon Kukhav, when he talked to you about chatzitza, we said we were going to talk about it here. So the Machaber says something interesting. He says like this. Okay, in Halacha Gimel he says, he's talking about rust here. He says, if a person, v'im shifshef, v'nasan gecholim, v'nishar adayim ma'atcha chaluda, shal yuchul laver, if you scrubbed it, and you burnt it away, and there's still some rust that you can't get off, have a mirch in the machbid or the inner chatzitz. So then it's a mirch in the machbid and it's not a chatzitz. Okay? So the implication from the machaber is that if I have something that's a mirch in the machbid, I shouldn't be toggling anyhow. If I did tevila, the tefillah would work. I shouldn't be using the tefillah until I make every effort to get the mi she'eina makbid off. And then, at that point, when I did as much as I could, and at this point I can't get any more off, then I can tell you. He says, if I shift it, and I burnt it off, and I still got a piece I can't get off, then it's mitzvah enamakun, and you could do it. Mitzvah says, don't just say it's mitzvah enamakun, the tefillah works. No, mitzvah enamakun, the tefillah works if you're stuck, or if you did it already. But not that a person should do nothing. So the when we say that a person's mitzvah enamakun is the tefillah works, the person has to make an effort to get it clean. So I don't know if he has to self-clean it, but
you have to, because you're makbid on that, but you could get off, you're makbid on. Not because.
Let's look at this pen. Okay. Right now, the guy's using this pen every day of the week. He's using this pen every day of the week. Okay. He's using the pen every day of the week. Is he makbid? No, he's not makbid. He doesn't care. He's using it like this every day. So why would the machabe say, just like the machabe's case, he has rust on it. He uses it every day like that. So why would the machabe say, go scrub it first and burn it off? What do you mean? I'm not makbid. It's not that by scrubbing proves what I'm not a makbid, I'm not makbid. I know that I'm not makbid. I've used it every day until now like that. So the point is to say that even me chain a makbid, it works. And if b'dieved, so to speak, b'dieved it works. Or if you're stuck, it works. But if the person could get off, he should be getting to the point that there should be, so to speak, no chatzitza. Okay, if that's in Hilchot,
the
Machaber
says
like that.
The Machaber, but in Hilchot, you don't say that.
It's actually interesting. I don't know that. I know it is. When I answered him first to that, he said to me, he says, it's true that by Tfilas Kalim, we get off of Mitzvah and Machaber, not as careful as we do with the Chassidah. Okay? Maybe because of the seriousness of the Isser, he says over there we'd be more particular to get off of Mitzvah and Makbid. In both cases, you should try, but in the end, if not, then it's fine. But for Kalim, you do what you could, and if you did what you could, you know.
What's the chat? Why aren't you at all?
Because it works. I get that understanding that even though the Midraisa, you need Rubai Umakbid. Midrabanan, you need even one of them. When we say Midrabanan, if you have neither is okay. If you have me a chain of makbid, then that's good enough. Even that's a bit, yeah, I don't know where it says that. I'm just saying the Machaber said it.
What's the word?
I guess as far as you're not with them chatzitzas. I guess Chazal is not telling you don't follow the rice of makbid. Midrabanan, you have to have no chatzitzas. Okay. One last thing is.
But is this the thing is that concept? Let's say something people are makbid on. But I can't get it off. I don't like this thing. I want to get it off. I can't get it off. So that's it. If I throw the KVF, I'm keeping it.
So that's in the makbid. That's the Rama called
it. I don't like this thing. You tell me how to get it off, I'll get it off. I'll try to get it off.
Rama says Taka Bakaka. It's just like Taka Bakaka.
This is not Taka
Bakaka.
I got some stupid thing on my KVF. I can't get it off.
So that's called the
first off. That's what I would think that's considered in makbid.
I resigned myself.
Resign means in makbid. Okay, so one last thing. One last thing is that Achronim say that this is what I thought you were going to say beforehand, that there are some times where people who have labels on their dishes that they bedafka want because it shows off how chashuv their dishes are. Okay? No, not I don't mean the chutzpah, but I guess it's mechutz of chutzpah because they don't. So, but yeah, it's a fancy thing. So then it shows how chashuv I am by putting on the label. Okay, so for those things, that's considered enema. Okay, and I'm just going to tell you, but I'm not going to tell you today, which is, we're going to talk about...
Why don't I have to take it off?
Because I'm enema.
No,
it's in lechatchila.
Yeah, it's not enema, but you're makbid.
Okay, that's a good question. I'm not sure. Okay, we're going to talk about in the future time, whether this din of chatzitzas, whether chatzitzas applies to basis arm. Okay, it's going to come up in interesting ways in the coming dinim. What?
Curing is a basis
arm. We're going to talk about that. And that is going to lead us to an understanding, at least I think, to a deep understanding of what's wrong with having chatzitzas in the first place. Okay, we said the din is you're not having chatzitzas, but maybe a better understanding of what's wrong with having, why shouldn't we have a chatzitzas?